This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA. With your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
What did we get for number five this week?
We've got the Kentucky Derby. The 145th running took place this past week, and it was trending because obviously everybody likes to watch it. It's the fastest and most exciting 2 minutes in sports is what everybody says. But everybody was talking about the way that it ended. So first place horse, Maximum Security, wins the race. Then two other horses filed a complaint saying that Maximum Security veered into their lane in the final turn. And so judges deliberated for 30 minutes, then came out, and they're like, yeah, dude, Maximum Security is disqualified. And so they gave Country Horse the victory, even though Country Horse was second in the actual finishing of the race, and it was a 65-1 shot. And everybody's, like, pretty upset about it, it seems like. I don't know if it really warranted that disqualification, but Maximum Security tried to appeal. It didn't work. Even President Trump weighed in and said that shouldn't have happened. And so, yeah, a little bit of controversy coming out of the Kentucky Derby.
Didn't the owner of Maximum Security, didn't he sit there and say he was going to contest?
Yes, they did. So Maximum Security, they did contest it. They appealed, and that appeal was rejected.
Oh.
So Country Horse remains the victor.
What do you think? I'm not much into horses other than they're pretty, but do you know anything about racing?
I personally don't really support horse racing. Like, it's pretty dangerous for the horse. And, you know, if they ever get any kind of injury, they have to, like, kill the horse right on the spot. So, I don't know. It feels a little bit exploitative to the animals, but it's certainly exciting. I mean, it's a very intense race. It happens very quickly. Everybody drinks mint juleps. They dress up. It's a whole thing. Like, I don't know. I get the culture surrounding it. I think it's interesting, but yeah, I'm not a big horse race guy. I guess maybe if I was more into betting, that's kind of what this revolves around, is throwing down some money on some of these animals.
Yeah, I don't think my $10 would go very far, but that's the limit I have betting.
Well, if you bet $10 on Country Horse, you would have won what, 650, 65-1 shot. So maybe next year, do that.
Yeah, I'll bet on the worst horse and then hope that there's a disqualification and then I'll win.
That's a good way to spend your money responsibly.
What we get for number four?
We got Game of Thrones, which is like trending every single freaking week because everybody's so obsessed. But this week, it's trending because there was a rogue coffee cup in front of Daenerys in one of the scenes. And everybody's like, oh my God, they totally effed it up. Like, there's a freaking Starbucks coffee cup in this scene, which blows my mind. They've been working on this final season of the series for 2 years. For 2 years. I would imagine there's so much attention to detail. The production level is extremely high in all of these episodes. And they just left a freaking coffee cup on the table. Pretty mind-blowing. And also, they came out, people were saying, like, you know, maybe it wasn't a mistake, maybe there's some sort of, I don't know. But both sides have come out and have said it was a mistake. They've actually gone through and digitally edited out the coffee cup. So I think, based on my knowledge, that the coffee cup's gone if you go watch it right now. But, I don't know, both sides kind of tweeted funny stuff about it. I will say, Starbucks' response was not very good. They tweeted, TBH, we're surprised she didn't order a dragon drink. Like, come on. Everybody's looking at you guys for some sort of a rebuttal here that's a little bit more entertaining. And I felt like they dropped the ball. But I don't know. The whole situation's fine.
Well, you know what I think? I think that was probably the perfect shot. And whoever was editing it was like, you know what? Maybe the fans won't notice. Because that's what I think when I do my videos. Like, I hope nobody notices this little tidbit that I messed up on. But of course, there's always going to be that one person who notices it.
Well, I would imagine the viewership's probably the same between your videos and Game of Thrones. So I'm surprised they haven't uncovered any sort of mistakes, man. Fingers crossed. That's lucky of you.
I know, right? I get millions of people that hit my videos. I'm just joking. It's probably 10 people. But I love each and every one of those people.
uh, I do as well. Yeah, I mean, I would be shocked if somebody actually did see it, and then they were like, eh, just leave it in. Because that's what the world loves to do, is just pick apart every single thing and then argue about it on social media. So, I don't know. It's interesting. I did see some tweets, though, that's saying that, like, the brand awareness based on that product placement was, like, worth, like, $200 million because everybody was talking about Starbucks. So, I don't know. It's funny.
Ah, free advertising for Starbucks. Good for them.
Yeah, there you go.
What we get for number three this week?
We got the Met Gala, which is so cool and interesting. It's just bizarre. So if you're not familiar with the Met Gala, it is the annual fundraiser for the Metropolitan Museum of Art happens in New York City. Happened this past Monday, and it was the 71st. And basically, it's just an excuse for all these celebrities to wear the most outrageous outfits. It seems like every single year they try to outdo themselves by pushing the fashion forward. This year's theme was camp, which all the outfits are a very loose interpretation of camp. When I think of camp, I'm like, yeah, I got my backpack on, I got my headlamp, you know, kind of got my Crocs on, roaming around, but none of that was really adhered to by these celebrities. But some of the ones that were pretty interesting, Harry Styles, dude. It was a pretty bold move. He was wearing kind of like a see-through black lace shirt of sorts, and had some earrings on and like some cool rings. Kind of looked like a little bit of a pirate of sorts. I was into it. Lizzo, oh man, God, I love Lizzo. She's so freaking cool. She was wearing this like massive pink, huge fluffy thing, which right after the Met Gala, she had to go to the airport and she wore it to the airport. And there was a bunch of videos of her walking through the terminal with that. So I don't know. I think the Met Gala is bizarre and weird and kind of fun.
Yeah, you're right. With the camp theme, I was thinking who's going to go in like camouflage, right? But nobody did it. I would have.
I know, because we adhere to the theme because we're rule followers, dude. These people right? just think that rules don't apply to them.
Like Katy Perry. I think this is Katy Perry. She was a chandelier. And I was like, where's the camp theme? She wasn't even a campfire.
No, that's not even close to camp stuff. I know. The outfits are just so insane. Y'all get invited one year.
You're going to get invited? You know, do what Jared Leto did. He was walking in this red, I don't know, like suit thing, and he was carrying his own head. And it was weird, but...
Oh, I saw that.
You saw that? Like, what is that? I don't know what this is, but apparently it's a thing. We're going to do that.
Yeah, it's fashion, Mason. Come on, dude.
I don't get
fashion. Carrying your own head around?
Oh, well, there was no fight like last year. I think Cardi B and Nicki Minaj got into a fight last year at Met Gala, but not this year. I was True. Hoping for it. I was getting ready for the brawl.
Oh, man, I'd love that. I would not want to fight Cardi B, dude. I think that she could really mess you up. So
I think so, too.
I wouldn't cross her path.
What we get for number two?
We got the royal baby, and you know how I feel about the royals, dude. I mean, why are we so obsessed with them? But they birthed a baby, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry. Kid's name is Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. That's a mouthful. And yeah, people are stoked on it. It is funny though to look at some of the Google search trends around this. So some of the most searched, will the royal baby be named blank? Top three were Spencer, John, Philip. Shout out to Spencer. Yeah, so I don't know. They birthed the baby just like billions of other people around the world. I don't know why it's so special with them, but congratulations to Archie. He's like eighth in line for the royal crown. So, I mean, dude, get ready for it.
Yeah, I like that his middle name is Harrison because that means son of Harry. And I was like, that's kind of cheesy, but I like it.
Okay, I kind of like that too. That's fun.
No, I could tell you don't like it, but it's okay. I like babies and I like the royal stuff. Like, I was reading an article that she named him Archie after her cat, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, what?
Okay, that's kind of funny. They actually had a cat named Archie.
Okay, so she had a cat named Archie when she lived with her mother, and it passed away when she was in college, but she loved that cat, Archie. She fed it frozen grapes, and it got fat, but I was like, okay, people are saying that she named her kid after Archie, and her cat, Archie, was named after the Archie and Archie comic books, so I think that was funny, and if it's true, that's even funnier.
That's pretty funny. I'm not sure how I would feel about being named after the family cat. Oh, real quick correction. He's seventh in line. I think I said he was eighth. Seventh in line. So pretty exciting stuff for him.
Well, what it is that when their father, when he steps down from the throne, because he's not going to take the throne. No way is the queen going to let him take the throne. But when he steps down, then he'll be seventh. But I think right now he is eighth. So, it gets weird. I don't really follow too much into it because it's not like he's going to be king. Cause that means like 8 or 7 people have to die before he's going to be crowned king. So it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, also, he can't be called his Royal Highness.
Really?
Because the granting of royal titles was tightened up about 100 years ago. I don't know what they're calling him, but they can't call him the Royal Highness because that is a rule, apparently, that they put into effect 100 years ago.
Oh, maybe that's why they're calling him the Royal Baby. I mean, that's as close as you're going to get, right?
The terminology, it's hard to keep up with. What do they call? So it's Prince Harry, and what do they call Meghan? What's her title?
She's just a Duchess? Duchess, yeah.
Duchess,
that's it.
It's pretty sweet.
Cool. It's all right. At least she has a title. I'm just Mason.
Yeah.
I need Duchess.
I'll call you Duchess.
Oh, thank you, Justin.
No problem, Duchess.
Thanks. All right, you're going to be Duke. We're going to call you Duke now. Mama Duke. What do we get for number one?
We've got Mother's Day, the most important day of the year. Mom, if you're listening, I love you. Thanks for birthing me. You're the best. It's exciting times. People are obviously turning to Google to figure out, first off, when is Mother's Day? Sunday, so better get on it, people. Number three on the trending list, how to make a Mother's Day card. Well, you fold the piece of paper in the middle, hamburger style, and write some nice stuff in there. Write a poem, write a haiku. You know, talk about how much she means to you. Give her a call. Give her a hug. Yeah, Mother's Day is great. Love all the moms out there. Moms are the best. Everybody knows that. And, yeah, we love them.
Man, I had to celebrate Mother's Day early. My mom is doing double shifts on the weekend, so I wouldn't see her until like 11 p.m. when she gets out of work. So I was like, oh, mom, we have to do something. I have a present for you, though, so can I give it to you now? So I ended up giving her Mother's Day gift to her on Tuesday because that was the day she was off. But I got her a laptop, and she really liked it, so it was
good.
Whoa!
Yeah. Dude, first off, that's great. I mean, it doesn't really matter when you celebrate as long as you do celebrate, which is great, and a laptop. I haven't. Admittedly, I'm haven't really thought about what I'm going to get my mom for Mother's Day, but I'll think of something. I always something always comes up. Man, a couple years ago, I made my mom all these flowers with pipe cleaners and construction paper, and then in the middle, I put photos of my face, and then I gave my mom a bouquet of me because that'll brighten her day.
That is beautiful. I would love that. I want that. Next time we meet, okay. I want you to make me something DIY, damn it, with your face on it.
Yeah, when's Duchess Appreciation Day? I'll send you a nice bouquet of Justin.
Thank you, bouquet of Justin. Honestly, if I was your mom, that would be the best gift ever.
She still has them. She still has them. I was home a couple weeks ago, and yep, they're still there.
How do you top that? Good luck. Good luck with that.
I know. Maybe I'll write her a song, dude. Yes, I could write her a song on the ukulele. All right, hopefully she's not listening because it's going to ruin the surprise.
Yes, it will. What do we get for the Top Watch YouTube video this week?
We got the Watchmen official tease video, a new series coming out on HBO. And I'm sure you're stoked on this. I feel like this is kind of right up your alley. Trailer's got 3.3 million views. It's like, I don't know, some sort of like comic book superhero violent type situation. I don't really know a lot about Watchmen. It looked fine. It looked entertaining. I mean, whatever. Not really my cup of tea, but it's out there.
Yeah, I really like the aesthetics of the trailer, though. The TikTok, and then as it got like more into it as the longer the video went. But
it
I really liked
a lot
it.
Of tension.
Yeah, it did. And I liked it a lot. But I don't know where they're going to take it. Are they going to go with the comic book, or they're going to just take the characters and make their own thing? Either way.
It is a comic book?
Yeah, it was a comic book. But you know, the way they've been doing Walking Dead, even the MCU stuff, they haven't been really pulling it verbatim from the comic book. So it's still brand new when you watch it. So I'm going to be curious how they're going to take it.
What was the movie that came out a couple years ago and there was like a big blue guy and he's like naked all the time? Was that a Watchmen thing?
Yeah, that was Watchmen too. See what I mean? So
that was
it's
one
like
of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, dude. Seriously.
But he was a giant naked guy.
I was visibly nauseous at the end of that movie.
You were? But it was a giant naked guy.
So bad. Yeah, I mean, yeah, congrats on the, you know, on your nice naked aesthetics, but dude, that was not a good movie.
I thought that was a weird, strange way to put it. But again, you know, they took liberties with it. And, you know, when it comes to comic books and superheroes, you can do that. But I'm surprised that It Chapter 2 was not the trending YouTube video, because I was more excited about It Chapter 2 trailer than anything. I was geeked out. Did you see it or no?
No. What's that? Is that like a new movie?
Yeah.
It Chapter 2?
Yeah. It Chapter 2, Stephen King's It. Oh my God.
Sure.
I got to do something with you, dude. I'm going to have to send you free movie tickets, or I'm just going to pay for them and send them to you and say, hey, you got to go watch this movie so we can talk about it.
Yeah, send me some movie tickets, dude. I mean, hey, there's a movie theater close to my apartment now, so I'll get you out.
Okay. Because you have to at least see. It was weird. Like, you talked about a big naked blue guy. Well, this one had a naked grandma in it, and it was kind of funny/scary. So
wow.
Yeah, that's what okay. I said. It's weird.
Not really sure if that's my cup of tea either, but yeah, I'll take your word for it.
You just go watch it. It's weird. And it was strange. But anyways, I'm looking forward to It Chapter 2. Watchmen, this is it's gonna be good this summer, at least for me.
Great. Noted, dude. I'm happy for you.
Well, thanks, Justin, for joining me. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.